المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة، علي حبه جنة، قسيم النار والجنة، وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة، علي حبه جنة، قسيم النار والجنة، وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. This is the Gate of Knowledge from IRIB English Radio. Your host is Salman Naqawi. Today in this session, we are going to present you a saying of Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Master of the Faithful, where he says, عليه السلام فاعل الخير خير منه وفاعل الشر شر منه. He says, the doer of a good is better than the good itself, and the doer of evil is worse than the evil itself. So in this hadith, in this saying, Mawla Ali says, the Master of the Faithful is trying to say that if a person carries out a good deed, the person himself is better than the deed itself. So if the deed is a good one, and the doer of that deed, the agent of that action, is much better than that deed itself. And if the action, if the deed is not good, is evil, then he himself is evil, more evil than the deed itself. What is the reason behind that? What does he want to imply? It means that maybe because in any case, a person, the human being, as a human being, has more worth and has more importance then the deed which is carried out by himself. It is his action. It is a result of his very existence that that deed is being carried out. So in any case, if the deed is good or the deed is bad, the person himself has more importance than the deed itself. And maybe also another reason is that when a person does something good, the attributes that are behind that deed, the reason for that deed, the motivation for that deed, the characters and the characteristics in the person are much more worthy and valuable than the deed itself. We'll take a short break here and shall continue after the break.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. The program is The Gate of Knowledge, and we were talking about the hadith, the saying of Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen, where he says, "The fa'il al-khayr khayrun minhu, wa fa'il al-shar sharrun minhu." And we explained that the deed itself being carried out may be good or bad, good or evil, the doer has more importance, is more worthy, or has more weightage behind the deed, because the deed is carried out by the person whose character, whose personality, whose attributes, his inner qualities and attitude are behind that deed. And therefore, whatever is beneath the surface comes out in the form of that deed. And of course, that what is there within his personality is much more worthy and valuable. And sometimes it is the case that whatever the person wants to carry out, the action that he wants to carry out, is not as he wants to do so. What he is motivated to do, what he is incentivized to do, he wants to do something very good, something of a very good nature. For example, if he wants to take care of an orphan, if he wants to be generous, he would like to do much more than he can do as far as his limitations are concerned. He may not have the required resources to carry out what he really wants to do. He may want to carry out great deeds, but he cannot do them because of his limitations, because of the resources that he has, which are limited. And in the same way, if a person is an evil person, and the person of that person is from in his attitude, his inner soul is of an evil nature, he would like to, for example, carry out bad deeds and evil deeds as much as he can. He would like to, for example, harm other people. He would like to carry out evil deeds, massacre people, but he can't do so because he doesn't have the resources to do that. So in that case also, we find that his inner motivations and incentives to do something, his intentions, are greater than the deed itself, whether it is good or bad. We shall continue after the break.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio with the program The Gate of Knowledge. This is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqavi, and we were talking about this hadith and the saying from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, where he's talking about the doer of a good deed and the doer of an evil deed is much more important and has more weightage than the deed itself. There's a similar hadith that we find, which is from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalih. The intention of a mu'min is better than his action and his deeds. وَذَٰلِكَ لَيَنَّهُ يَنْوِي مِنَ الْخَيْرِ مَا لَا يُدْرِكُهُ. And this is because he may intend to do something which he may not be able to achieve. وَنِيَّةُ الْكَافِرُ شَرٌّ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ. And the intention of a non-believer may be more evil than the action that he carries out. وَذَٰلِكَ لِأَنَّ الْكَافِرِ يَنْوِي الشَّرِّ وَيَأْمَلُ مِنَ الشَّرِّ مَا لَا يُدْرِكُهُ. And this is because the non-believer, the evildoer, may want to carry out evil deeds. He may intend to do something very bad, very evil, of a very treacherous nature, and he wants to do what he can, the bad deeds, as much as he can, but it's not possible, it is very much possible that he is not able to do that. So people like Trump and Netanyahu, their evil nature, they would like to massacre the whole of humanity if it was for their ego to be satisfied. But God shall not permit that to happen, and they shall be, inshallah, destroyed by the forces of goodness. So this is what we want to achieve in this world, that today, in this world of evil, the people who support the good, the nature of the Islamic and Islamic values, they should persevere, they should strive and endeavor to stand up against those who carry out those bad deeds. So with this today, this session of Gate of Knowledge, I end this session. Your host, Sayyid Salman Naqavi from IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه